"Hey, Walloper!" a deep voice rang out. More laughter, mixed with the pig-like snorting. Bo stopped and turned back towards the gang of hicks. He hadn't heard that term for years, the last time being when his dad was in the job in the 60s. It's what Queenslanders affectionately named their police members. But how did they know he was a cop?
"He always seems to know when to pull back, just before the kid lets fly at him." Lucas is 14 years old, with a grown-up head on his shoulders, short for his age, skinny like he could do with a good drench, and always wearing that bloody cap. Thank the Lord he don't usually wear it backwards, like some retard yank apology.
And the determination never again to let him down. About this time, I began mowing the family lawn with our push mower, which was not easy. The backyard had a fair slope to it, and twigs from the trees were forever jamming the blades.
Irrespective of their shortfall in acres, in Coppabella, the Macaulays are royalty. Anyway, that's how the family's seen by the people of the district. Down here in the Antipodes, the natives aren't all that familiar with old retainers. I fulfil the role very
well. The reward would be worth every second of his weight. Harper Industries, should the senior executive choose to offer him further contracts, would see Tim Jeffries affording a lifestyle to which he had only ever aspired. It wouldn't be as grand as that of the illustrious Morris Harper III, admittedly, but still far more comfortable than he had ever thought possible.